Well, we decided last year that some of our ornaments on the Christmas tree were getting pretty shabby. They were all falling apart. Well, I had a friend that gave me some Christmas books and some other things. And I went through them and I found a book about chrismons. Chrismons were thought of by a pastor's daughter back in the 1950s, which is a long time ago, I know. But she decided that she wanted to do something for her Christmas tree at church. So she took the first word of Christ, leave the T off, and do you know what a monogram is? That's your initials. Like, my initials are KJG. Well, they use the Greek initials, which is the language for back when Christ was born. And they put the M-O-N for mammograms with the word Christ and came up with chrismons. Well, that church put a book out, and our church had written a letter and got permission to copy some of the chrismons from. Well, those were the ones that we were using. Well, when I got the new book out, I found some that looked like this. What is this? Okay. What do you think the candle might stand for? Light. It's light of the world. And Christ is the light of our world. And you'll notice that on some of the chrismons on the back, if you don't know what they stand for, you can turn them around. And it tells you what they stand for. And they also have the year on them so that we can remember when they were made. Let's see what else we have in this bag. What's this? Oh, that's close. What do we call the cup that we use at communion? Do you know the name? Chalice? I know that's a fancy word for little ones to remember. But that's why we wrote it on the back, so that you can remember what they look like. Let's see what else we have in here. I got to save some for the second service, so we won't do them all. What is this one? What bird did Noah send out from the ark? A dove. And do you know what the dove stands for? It stands for the Holy Spirit. We're going to do one more. See which one I pull out this time. And what does the shell stand for? Do you know? Baptism, that's right.
Surprise you. No, she didn't surprise me at all. She's super smart. She's going to be a St. Mark pastor someday.
Oh, yeah. So remember that all our chrismons, they remind us of Christ. And the Christmas tree, do you know what the Christmas tree, the evergreen tree, stands for? Let's see, where's my little cheat sheet in here? Well, I had it in here earlier. There it is. Good morning. I want to make sure I said it right. The evergreen tree symbolizes the eternal life which Jesus has won for us. And the colors on the different ones. See what the colors are on here? We've got silver. What would silver stand for, do you think? The silver and the gold on chrismons mean the silver and the white. It's Christmas time. And what do we remember about Christmas? What's special about Christmas? What happens in Bethlehem? Jesus is born. That's right. And the gold can also stand for God and His majesty. What do you think the red might stand for? You got any ideas? You, Kelsey? Christ's blood, that's right. I'm sorry, I put you on the spot. And then the green reminds us of the scripture reading we had this morning, that Christ comes from the stump of Jesse, the tribe of Judah. So You can all, after service today, you can come up and look at the Christmas tree. And I'm going to ask, Miss Dorothy is one that also helped me with these. She helped frame them and helped me with them. And also, I want to mention Ann Longmire. I know I'm going to embarrass her. But she made crocheted the angels that are on the tree and some of the crosses. They're new this year also. So, Miss Dorothy, you want to grab some kids? And we got four of them here for you. Who wants to go help? Help? While Dorothy is doing that, if you get the Living Lutheran, there is a page in there that explains about the chrismons. So it's very, very interesting. It'll teach you some things that you probably didn't know about.
Thank you very much, Karen.